from the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you on this marvelous Monday, the 26th day of April. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. I want to give a special shout out to my youngest son, Nathan, and his wife, Abby. They had an anniversary last week, and I don't know, I was planning on saying happy anniversary to them. They got to go to Colorado over the weekend. It was about a 5.5-hour drive from where they live in South Dakota, and they went up to, I didn't realize this, they've built a beautiful Gaylord Hotel in Colorado, and they did this little getaway because they're due in just a little bit, about 6 weeks away or so, with their first baby, and they took lots of pictures, and of course, my mama heart, and now grandma's heart too, is just exploding with joy for them that they got to get away before this busy time in their life. And they've been married already 4 years, and he's my youngest son. And so belated happy anniversary to you, Nate and Abby, and so excited to get to see you in a few weeks. And with that, I want to say to you, friends, there's some changes going on here at the radio station, some good things right around the corner. I'm so excited about that. And for the month of May, I have some things happening in my life I'm pretty excited about. I get to go on this adventure back to see my kids, and I get to hang out with them for Mother's Day and spend some time right before my birthday. And I am going on that adventure to Costa Rica. Yes, I'm going on that mission trip. Remember, about 7 weeks ago or so, I talked about the possibility of going to Costa Rica and delivering wheelchairs to disabled children in Costa Rica. And they've had to cancel that trip several times because of COVID and people concerned about traveling during the COVID season. And Tina had reached out to me and said, you know, I've watched you on Facebook over this last year, and you've traveled all over, including Mexico during the COVID. Do you think you'd be willing to go on a mission trip? I know this is kind of out of left field. And I'm like, well, why not? Sure, let's do this. And it's worked out. God's had his hand in it. And so I will, in May, I will not be on the air. And we've got some cool things coming around the corner, and I'm excited about that. But I am still a part of the radio station, and I will look for ways to be out more in the community. And I've been talking about that. We want to go out to the businesses. We want to feature businesses. It's going to be kind of like a Stacy on the go. And when I get back in May, that's what's going to be happening. So I want to kind of alert you and let you know some changes are happening, and it's all for the good. So don't be worried. We're also looking at the possibility of going to a podcast network. You know, a lot of my shows are up on the podcast already, and it might just be that I'll do a show and put it up to the podcast, and you can catch me there as well. So lots of options, lots of opportunity. And I want to say thanks to all of you who have been signing the petition, Stop the Abuse, Restore Oregon Now. You've been signing the petition to stand for freedom. And this petition is urging our local leaders to defend our constitutional right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness from being canceled by the governor's endless emergencies. And of course, on Friday, there were a lot of announcements. Friday, I was up in the Portland area getting ready for our Safe School Summit. And so I had missed actually the governor's announcement about the threat of future high risk and counties changing and shutting businesses and closing businesses down because of the increase of COVID. And there has just been a rippling effect. And so I want to encourage you, every time you talk to somebody who is like, oh my goodness, she's going to do this to us again. I don't think my business is going to survive. You need to tell them about Stop the Abuse, Restore Oregon. Have them sign the petition. You need to tell them about Freedom Business Fellowship. That's going to happen on May 14th. We need to get our businesses supported and encouraged. There's lots of ways that we can get involved. And then this weekend was the Safe School Summit. We need to start, and I am personally committed to starting our own, right here in Marion Polk County, our own Parents' Rights and Education Core Group. If that is something you want to be a part of, you want to start one to support our school board here in the area, Salem-Keizer area, I think it's time, don't you? Yep, send me an email, Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at kslm.news. We went to the Safe School Summit on Saturday. It was a powerful day, packed with all kinds of resources and information. And we really felt like we needed to do this another one of these here in the next couple months. So be listening. We'll be looking at ways to organize that. Maybe there's something like that we can do here in Salem and get more of us engaged in that process and not with the knowledgeable information that was shared on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we graduated from Biblical Citizenship class through the Patriot Academy. And what was birthed on Sunday was Constitutional IQ. This is so exciting. There's a group of us that are coming together, and we are creating a nonprofit organization that will be able to take this show on the road, in a sense, to go to your community, your church, your county, all across Oregon, and I would even say your state beyond Oregon. If you're listening and you're in Texas or Arkansas or wherever, South Dakota, and you want to start a constitutional class, there are lots of resources between Patriot Academy, Chris Ann Hall. There's lots of ways that we can raise the awareness and the IQ in our communities about the Constitution. And I firmly believe that if we were really aware of our state constitution and our U.S. Constitution, we would not let this abuse happen anymore. We the people hold the power. Don't you agree? So I encourage you. There's lots of ways to get engaged and get involved. And right now, we have something right on the horizon. Just days away, we are going to be getting a ballot in our box. Did you know that? Do you know we're going to have an election? Yes, this election is a school board election. In fact, there's 800 and some seats all across Oregon open on school boards. And after attending the Safe Schools Summit this weekend, I truly understand how important these school board races are. The interesting thing is, school board is a nonpartisan race. School board positions are a non-paid position. But what we're finding out, because particularly here in Oregon, because of the strong presence of teacher unions, there's a lot of money in a school board race. It costs a lot of money to get elected, and there's a lot of propaganda and a lot of misinformation. And we have to clear through that to find out who these people are that are running. What are they running? Why are they running? What are they running for? You know, are they even from the community? You know, are they just a resume builder, or are they really wanting to see the community change for kids? These are great questions to ask, and I'm so excited this morning to be able to bring on the air someone who's running for school board, and I have had the pleasure of getting to know her over the last couple of weeks. Her name is Carrie, and Carrie, pronounce your last name for us today.
It's Zoner.
Zoner. Carrie,
yes.
Zoner. And Carrie, you and I had a chance to meet, and we have similar friends, and
yes,
we have a similar perspective in life, and it's easy to be around you. I had an opportunity to listen to you speak at a meeting with other school board candidates, and I was so impressed with your heart for this community. Tell us why you're running for school board right now in your life, and a little bit about you.
First of all, thank you so much for having me. So my heart is for kids. I've grown up in Salem, Kaiser. I went to school at Cummings Elementary. Mm-hmm. I went all the way through McNary High School. I have two kids currently in the school district. They're 16 and 14. Mm-hmm. And I've coached for 20 plus years in the district, anything from soccer to softball to basketball, stepping in when coaches were needed. And I've always had a heart for kids. I consider myself not just a coach, but a mentor. Mm-hmm. I've seen the tough stuff that kids deal with, and I have a heart for that. I am originally, again, from Kaiser. My husband is actually from Pendleton. Mm-hmm. We met and married. He got out of the Marine Corps, and we decided to move back to Salem after living in Pendleton for a little while. Mm-hmm. My heart has really began to feel like we had a void in our schools. Mm-hmm. We have kids who aren't connected, who are sad, who are depressed, and they're hurting. And I was trying to figure out why. And my kids were feeling the same way. Mm-hmm. So I started asking questions, and I started looking into some things. And so That's really my why, and I'm happy to talk about that today.
Well, I'm excited to have you here and hear a little bit about your background, and I think it's pretty amazing that you are from this community and that you have know the history of our schools. You've gone through the school system yourself. So you certainly, and I know for me, having gone to school here from fifth grade all the way up through graduation, I know where the big gaps were, and this was in the 80s.
Right.
You know, like, I had no one set me aside. I think they looked at me as a student and saw, wow, she's articulate and she's involved and she has a job and all of that. But no one ever told me about my college opportunity.
Right.
I never had anybody in my history graduate from college.
Yeah.
So I had no one to talk to me about that. But because I was involved in school and involved in sports and involved in community groups and things, I actually won scholarships I didn't apply for.
Right.
And I just thought, well, my parents don't have money. I don't come from money. So college is out. So when I was asked 2 weeks before graduation we had a choir. I was a student of Mr. Frame, and wonderful choir there.
He's
in
wonderful.
Spring. And when I was asked, what are you going to do when you graduate? I'm like, oh, I'll get married and have kids. I mean, that was it for me. I knew I was going to probably do missions or ministry
sure.
of some sort, but I really sure. didn't have until I won these scholarships that my teachers had put up, but no one had said, what about college? And there's financial aid.
Right.
I didn't learn about that until I got a little seed money. And then I'm like, wow, there's financial aid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And I went ahead and self-funded through scholarships and through working hard at my college education. And so for me personally, I saw a gap.
Right.
I'm sure you saw gaps too, right?
So many gaps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and just not when I was growing up, it really was about you know, I felt connected to my school. So
mm-hmm.
just like you, I was involved in choir.
Yeah.
And I was a Young Life person.
Oh,
I
yay.
Was really involved with Young Life. I did work crew. I didn't, not at Malibu.
Okay.
But I've been to Malibu actually
mm-hmm.
three times. Ooh. I actually went back as a college student.
Yay.
So my involvement with many things, I was also an athlete,
mm-hmm.
Played two sports at McNary.
We probably played basketball against each other at
I
some
actually,
point.
You know, it was funny because I actually, when I got to high school, I didn't play basketball.
Oh.
The funny thing is, I played basketball forever. And then, you know, when you're a girl, you
mm-hmm.
think, oh, I have to be a little more feminine. So I played soccer and softball, and I actually was a cheerleader during the basketball
oh.
season. And
did you play fast pitch?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the name Leslie Stevens?
Oh, she
I caught for her.
She was amazing.
She
could pitch.
Dr. Stevens
oh,
now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And
we played during the same time.
Uh-huh.
So I was the second baseman for
mm-hmm.
McNary. But
Janae Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I actually was on the Davis Plumbing fast pitch softball team and learned a lot from Mr.
Oh.
Davis and just Molly Seideman.
Oh,
all of these.
All of
just
those.
Super
oh, you're bringing
cool.
up so
oh,
many names
I
that
I... super cool athletes. See, we resonate with one another.
Yeah.
And that was the beautiful part about moving back to Salem. I was so excited to get get connected up again with that because I had such fun. I moved away at 18, went away to college, and then lived in South Dakota. And I had all of these great memories and coming back and wanting to get connected with people.
Right.
And then COVID happened.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting year, and I want to continue the conversation after this. We have a lot to talk about. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. You're listening
right.
to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We will get back to talking about the school board, but we're having a fun time getting reconnected here. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We'll be back.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Together on this wonderful Monday, thank you for tuning in. Trusting you had a great weekend. Looking at the weather forecast, you know, we had some kind of a downpour last night. It was interesting. I was trying to unload my car from the weekend, and I'm like, I think I'm going to leave it all in there because I don't want it to get all wet. But it's going to be 62 degrees today, partly cloudy sky. It's 48 right now and a little cool at the KSLM studios. And it looks like in the 70s Wednesday. So that's something to look forward to. And we're continuing the conversation with Carrie. Carrie, you're running from school board, not from school board, for school board. Well, maybe you want to run from school board. I don't know. Well, we're going to keep you in the game. What zone are you in?
I'm in zone one.
Okay. And so what, and here's something that's very interesting I found coming back to Salem, is that you're representing zone one, but the whole city gets to vote for you, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that makes it a lot of work to get everybody to know you, not just your neighborhood, right? But what is zone one?
Well, zone one is West Salem. Okay. And then it also runs down into the downtown core area.
Okay.
So, but I'm actually thankful that we have the whole city that gets to vote.
Yeah. It is an interesting concept to be able to get the whole city and everybody is that's running. You're a part of, in a sense, a slate of four that have been recommended and vetted in a sense. And I'm so proud of each and every one of you and the work that you're doing. And when you talk about coming, you and I are talking about this and we're kind of having these aha moments that we know some of the same people and reliving the 80s, woohoo, and the big hair and all of those fun, the days of Reagan, you know, and all of that.
Gosh,
and
the glory days.
All the glory. And at the time, you know, when you put ourselves back in that high school, or even that, I was Judd Rock, they would call it, you know, Judson.
Right.
You know, and just that growing up mentality of trying to fit in. Am I wearing the right kind of jeans?
Sure.
Do my parents drive the right kind of car? You know, and a lot of those things that we grow through and we think are so important to what the kids are dealing with now.
Right.
And even when I was raising my kids, and I started having babies when I was 20. So my kids are now grown. My oldest is over almost 31 and my youngest is 19. So I'm in a different place than some of my peers that waited to get married.
Right.
They still have kids that are growing up. But when I was growing my teens, this was the first time that the kids started having phones. And I was a horrible mom because I wouldn't let them have their phones. I said, if you have a job and a way to pay for it, you know,
exactly.
You can have a phone, but with my guidance.
Right.
And you're going to check it in at night, and I'm going to have every right. I'm going to pay for it. And I know you're paying for it, but it's on my plan.
Right.
And so I'm going to have the right, you know, all that. Well, now it's just a given. Kids have all these electronics, and it's like that supersedes the parental aspect.
Right.
And if you don't have a phone or you don't have this, then you're left out of the conversation. There's so many different pressures on our kids these days.
I'm exhausted by it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's one of the main reasons I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
Is I see a lack of connectedness with our kids. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you spoke about the Ronald Reagan days,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, when I talk to people my age and our age, you know, we rode our bikes and we stayed out, and you know, every generation says that,
right?
But we truly had a freedom that our kids don't get to experience right now, and it breaks my heart.
And it's devastating.
It's devastating. Mm-hmm. You know, they're connected to their phones on purpose because it was a plan for that, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they wanted our kids addicted to phones.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard. You know, and as a parent, you're trying to make sure your kid is fitting in, or you try to help them through this process, you know, and they're addicted to electronics, or they're, you know, and so you see kids looking down at their phones constantly and not talking to each other.
They don't know how to engage.
They don't.
They don't even know how to write a full sentence in some aspects, because they're always using the acronyms and the little shortcuts and things. And I'm sure as a teacher, that's got to be terribly frustrating.
Absolutely.
When you're trying to get a report.
Absolutely.
Done. You know, I just can't even, my heart resonates with the teachers these days.
Do, yeah.
And you and I talked about how we had choir directors who impacted our lives, and health teachers and coaches and different math teachers and things. And after being at the school summit this weekend, Carrie, I realized we focused the whole time not about the basics of school. We talked about all of these agendas that are coming into the schools that have nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. And then last week, the Senate passed, here in our state house, they passed a bill. Friends, this was passed out of the Senate, that they're not going to have any requirements for graduation over the next 2 years. Carrie, how do you feel about that?
I couldn't be angrier, I'll be honest with you. It's deceitful what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole generation of kids that are going to come out uneducated, lower. They're going to be competing with kids from across the country who, frankly, have, most of them have been in school most of the year. Our kids are going to be undereducated. And now we have kids that don't have to work very hard to graduate. But we've been passing kids along for a while, and people have not been paying attention. And, you know, that's part of the reason. You know, I can I give you a quick experience with my kids. I have one that was struggling. And, you know, I went to one of the admins and I said, you know, what's going on? He said, Carrie, let's just move him to AP classes. And when we moved him to AP classes, he started excelling. Why? Because he was with other kids who put in the work, because those kids were caring about what they were doing. But the reason I bring that up is not just to speak about my child, but to speak about the kids whose parents don't advocate for them, to stand up for the ones who don't have parents that say, no, my kid's better than this. You know, I'm not, are not paying attention to stand up to that. And those are the kids that are falling through the cracks, that they don't have a voice for them. They don't have an advocate for them. It's appalling that our Senate would pass that. Appalling.
It's appalling. And the equal opportunity, their lack of help making sure every child has equal opportunity.
Absolutely.
They're about dumbing down results, that we have equal results. And what you said is spot on about competition.
Absolutely.
And expectation. And I know it for me in my life, I, when people believed in me, I wanted to excel even more.
Absolutely.
So, and it goes into adulthood. You know, when we have those, the reward of achievement, it's incredible. We're going to continue the conversation after this. So delighted to have Carrie in the studio as we'll continue on and talk more about school board election right around the corner. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in today, friends. Morning show is brought to you by the Safe Air Network. Be sure to go to thesafeairnetwork.com and learn how you can desanitize your air and surfaces with technology used by NASA, chemical-free, bringing clean, safe air surfaces to your home, business, school, church, anywhere you want to be. Safeairnetwork.com. Continuing the conversation with Carrie. And Carrie, we actually have someone on the phone line. I think I'm going to bring them up and see what they want to add to the conversation. Good morning to you. Who are we speaking with this morning?
Oh, I'll bet you'll recognize my voice.
Well, hello, Art. How are you? Are you doing good?
Well, just another day in paradise. Fighting the good fight.
Well,
yeah, I wanted to bring we got a long way to go, Stacey Ann. There's no doubt about that. The reason I called is that I actually got an email and answered it and said, hey, I want some yard signs. I know what's going on here, and I definitely want to be proactive. And nobody ever called me back.
Oh, no.
Nobody, you know, did anything. And so I wanted to make you guys aware of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now is the time to be having those yard signs up. And I put them up in the morning and take them down at night because I don't want anybody stealing them.
Which is happening.
But, because that definitely does happen.
It does.
Especially if you're, you know, you're wanting to make improvements and all that kind of stuff, and people don't want you get to get elected. But anyways, I did want to bring that up, Stacey Ann.
That's great.
Because, you know, it's very, very important to get involved. I've lived in Salem most of my adult life.
Yeah.
And I've seen our school system here just go down the toilet with all the things going on. Boy, I could tell you guys some experiences. But, you know, like here in Salem, we got rid of the Oregon School for the Blind But we still have an Oregon School for the Deaf.
Hmm.
Now, what's wrong with that picture?
There's a big picture. There's a big picture difference there. I volunteered as a student with the Oregon School of the Blind. I didn't realize that, Art. I'm real sad to hear that. Art, let me ask you a quick question. Did you end up getting any signs then?
No, I didn't.
Well, we need to bring you some.
And that's why I'm calling.
Okay.
I nobody called me. Nobody emailed me.
Okay.
And so I wanted to make you both aware of the problems, because I know what a go-getter you are, Stacey.
Oh, yeah.
but obviously your guest today wants to make positive changes, and I want to do anything I can help to make sure that you know who those candidates that really don't care about our kids not to get elected. And I do know how important the school board mm-hmm. is. Even though I'm 65 years old, I know my grandkids need a good education, and not the education they're getting now, but also the people with disabilities.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. they need to get an equal education over under the law. And quite frankly, I believe that blind kids are being shortchanged.
Well, and I think you'd be a great asset to be a part of our Parents' Rights in Education team here in Marion, Polk County, Salem, Kaiser area, Art. Will you be willing to be a part of my team for that?
Oh, Stacey, you know that. Let me tell you something. I'm having problems sending you emails because actually on your website, when you can't click on your email address.
Oh, okay.
And, I'm not the greatest tax savvy guy, but when, you put, make it so you can link it, it makes it easier to send you emails. And so you might want to make that improvement
on your website. Yes, we'll definitely do it. We'll get that looked at, Art, as well. And thank you so much for calling in. And Carrie, have a great day, Art.
God bless you both.
You too.
Have a great day.
So, Carrie, thank you. Carrie, where do people go to connect and get a yard sign and donate to your campaign? Where do they need to go?
So they just go to Carrie. It's K-A-R-I. For schoolboard.com.
Okay, good. And so we'll get that corrected and people
He gets signs.
We'll get signs.
I'll bring him all four.
Mm-hmm, and I really want to encourage folks. I want to encourage you, still write letters to the editor. These are things that you can do to help Carrie. I think it's extremely important. We've got another call, and I know who this is. This is my Sunday school teacher. Good morning, Pat. How are you? You know I was going to introduce you.
I was listening to Art, and I have my signs. They delivered them yesterday.
Yay!
And I have them out in the yard. They have writing on both sides, so you can see them coming and going, and they have
good.
The wires for putting them in, and it doesn't take very long at all.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, Pat, for that update. So some were getting them. Maybe they just hadn't gone to Art yet. Have a great day.
I think so, because they were supposed to deliver them last week,
And
they were on my porch when I came home from church on Sunday.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in. And so it's just overwhelming. It takes a while to get them.
We get a lot of requests for signs right now, so we're trying. We have volunteers that bring them, but
That website, let's say it again.
Sure.
Another time.
It's carrieforschoolboard.com, and Carrie is spelled K-A-R-I.
And they can also donate there, right?
Absolutely.
And I can't say enough how important it is. In fact, when we were at the Safe School Summit on Saturday, we had, maybe eight candidates from all the way from Corvallis all the way up to in Washington, I believe, on the stage. And I said, okay, folks, and there was a good crowd of us there at the summit. And I said, don't let these folks leave without some money. Open up those pocketbooks and those wallets. And we need to give our time, treasure, and talent. It's so very important that we get behind these candidates and also write them an email of encouragement. Let them know that you're there. That's why we want to start this parents' rights group here to help encourage our school board
could use some
members. Yes, and show up at the meetings. In fact, I believe even tonight Is there a school board meeting, or when's the next school board meeting? I'll have to look at the calendar.
You know, I'd have to look in the calendar.
Yes, I was thinking there was maybe even one tonight, or a working meeting tonight.
So.
Yes, and we can attend by Zoom. If we want to make comments and things, I think you have to submit them. I'm going to learn that process, but I think that's how I can be involved. I can be active is by starting this group. In fact, I had someone say, I had my friend Avis say, you know, your little group should be called Movers and Shakers, Stacey, you know, getting active in the community. And I kind of like that. So.
Yeah. You know, I think the most important thing we can do is have every conservative or everyone who shares our values speak to 10 other people, or as many people as they know that this shares their values, and explain to them how important this vote is.
Yeah, if this really, this, we say that every time there's an election, like it's
this
the
is
best,
different,
but this is way different, friends.
Yeah,
we are coming through COVID. There is our kids are not even in school 5 days a week. How do you feel about that, getting kids back to school?
You know, kids need to be in school full time, 5 days a week, with no encumbrances, no masks. You know, yes, we all agree COVID's a real thing. But we need to get our kids connected, and they can't even smile at each other, you know. And, you know, recently there was an athlete in Bend that passed out because she had a mask. My son plays high-level soccer, and he's required to wear a mask. We have to say no to some of this. We have to stand up. So 5 days a week, you know, and we have schools that have been in school.
LC School District, highlighted them, too.
Private schools.
Private schools,
you know,
well.
So why are our public school kids not in school? We need to ask that question, and we need to stand up against that.
Well, and if we got the Safe Air Network in every school in Oregon, there'd be no reason, because it desanitizes, it cleans. There's a solution there.
Absolutely.
And these kids need an opportunity to connect with one another. And I, in the last couple weeks, I've had a couple students in the studio talking about, hey, if I wasn't in the LC School District where I'd be able to connect with my friends face-to-face, it would have been a terrible senior year. And
absolutely.
I think about our
it's
seniors.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes, and I can't imagine our senior year.
Yeah.
And it was so memorable.
So many wonderful things.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It literally gives me goosebumps thinking about that. And it makes me want to do more because of those kids and because of those families that have watched their kids be robbed of what they deserve.
It's very emotional as I'm watching my friends in South Dakota who have juniors and seniors that are going to prom, and they're doing all of those strategic fun growing up things that are like rites of passages for kids
that they deserve to have.
And yet here in Oregon, we have none of that going on. And it's disturbing. And it's time that we open the schools back up.
It is.
That it's time that we, you know, fully engage in the process. It's a time that we stand up for requirements in education. Yes, we understand COVID and these poor teachers. And I do sympathize with them.
Oh,
I know how difficult and challenging they're used to their system of teaching, and all of a sudden now they have to kind of adapt it to online, and they have to chase kids to keep them interested.
Well, think about the teachers on the other end of the Zoom whose kids don't want, they have their black screens.
Yeah.
Because I sympathize with my kids who don't like seeing themselves on a Zoom screen.
That too.
You know, it's they're growing, and they're trying to understand who they are, and it's not a comfortable feeling. I don't even like to be on a screen.
Me either. So, I'll put the camera up to watch the fan or something else.
But can you imagine these teachers who are teaching these kids for hours at a time staring at a blank screen, and they don't know getting it. And I understand both sides of that.
Absolutely. Or even those with masks. You can't read kids very well and all of that. It wasn't designed to be that way. That's not how it is. And it's time that we get back to some standards and get back to interacting with these kids and helping them. And I think it's abusive to put these kids in masks every single day. It just doesn't make sense. You can't follow the science on any of it. It's time that we get back to
Well, think
to
about
school.
The little kiddos who are learning to read facial expressions, who can't even read facial expressions on people. You know, their knowledge base is going down every day that they have to have a mask on. You know, we do need to stand up. We do.
Well, and I just I got a memo from someone that sent and said, hey, by the way, have you had a chance to read this? And it was a mom, and you can relate to this, having children. So it was a mom who had an infant. Did you see this too? She had, the baby was in ICU. So every time she had to go there because of COVID, she had to wear a mask. And she was with her baby, nursing and tending to her baby in the hospital with a mask on. When she brought the baby home, took the mask off, the baby wouldn't stop crying. They couldn't figure it out. But she put the mask on, then the baby stopped crying. So you can't tell
that
me that this isn't forming in these little ones' brains about the whole mask thing. And so we do have some serious, serious things as a society and a culture, and it starts local. It starts with our school board friends. We need Perry and the slate of great candidates, and we're going to be interviewing Linda tomorrow, and then we'll have Liam, and then we'll have Mike. We'll have the candidates, and I'm game to anybody who's running for the school board. I want you to know right now, I will interview you, we'll ask you questions, and we'll get to know you too, because I think our listeners need to make the right choice, and you can do that when you have all the information.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
This morning.
Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Having a fantastic day on this Monday. Thank you for tuning in, friends. And I am so glad to have Carrie in the studio. And Carrie, you talked a little bit early on in the segment that you're a mom and a wife, and you're from here, and you're a businesswoman.
I
mean, you have an expertise of the community in many different levels. What is it that you do for work?
I'm a real estate agent.
Woo.
And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I found what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy working with people of all ages, of,
mm-hmm.
you know, all backgrounds. You know, it's really, it really shows, you know, kind of the depth of the people that we have in Salem.
Yes.
And I just have really enjoyed it. Now, I reach all the way from Albany to Corvallis up
mm-hmm.
to Canby area. I can sell
anywhere in Oregon, right? Pretty
yeah,
much.
Well, I can. I absolutely
mm-hmm.
can.
And even at the coast?
Yeah. And
mm-hmm.
I can even refer out. So the great thing about being from here is I have a lot of connections with wonderful realtors all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really enjoyed what I just really enjoy what I do.
So you get the whole people thing.
I
you
do.
Get the community thing. You know about kids. You have kids in school now. You have a broad range of expertise to look at the issues that face a school board, realizing, and it's interesting for me to learn this here in the Salem-Keizer district. Most people don't know the school board is a more or less a policy board,
right?
And they hire a superintendent to implement the policies and do the actual management of the district. And it's a big district. How many students are there?
Oh,
is
my
it like
gosh,
40,000 students.
40,000 plus students.
That's like a small community, a small
city. We're the second largest in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the millions of dollars that in tax revenue to help fund these schools and what happens, and each student is allocated so much per student.
14,000
right?
Mm-hmm. right now.
And so the stats are this. Students need to be in school for the school districts to get the funding. It's tied together. And the more days the kids are in school, you know, and that's where I remember when my kids were in school, I was thinking, oh my goodness, they're really riding us hard about kids being sick or absent or whatever. And then it's like, well, yes, they are, because if they're gone, they don't get school money. They don't get the money. And so that's great to know, but the bottom line is you're going to look at budgets, right? As a
Absolutely.
School, you're going to look at how the money's being spent and what ways and what
Absolutely.
Money's coming in and all of
and,
that.
And where the waste is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we will be, and they have been, looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are thankful for our community members. You know, of course, I'm not on the board yet.
Right.
But you know, thankful for the community members who passed the bond to
mm-hmm.
do the improvements to all of our schools.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing North Salem change.
Yes.
Seeing what's happening over at McKay.
Mm-hmm.
Just the and my alma mater,
mm-hmm.
McNary, has changed. And it was needed. And thankful for our community members. But yes, that's one of our biggest jobs as school board members.
Mm-hmm. And that is something to making sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted to all of that. And that's the responsible way to look at a board member who's going to look get in and be willing to dig deep into some of these issues. Something I hear often is the curriculum, too, evaluating, analyzing what the kids and here I go back again to our state house saying no requirements for graduation. I wonder how that all plays out.
You know, I really believe that there's a bigger action that's happening behind a lot of the things that are being taught to our kids. I'm happy to have those kind of conversations with constituents or people outside that is not okay.
Yeah.
We have curriculum that you have to ask for it. You have to sign for curriculum in order to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm for transparency. I'm for parents being able to look and to view what their kids are being taught.
Right.
You know, unless you're paying attention, there's things that get slipped by you and you can miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an administrator that reached out to me, and I'm thankful every day that he did, that we were able to opt out one of our boys out of the sexuality classes that are being taught right now. Because it doesn't align with my values and with our family's values. And there's a bigger picture there.
And the hard part for me, this is what really gets me as a parent and now a grandparent, is that you have to make extra effort to not have your kids be in these things.
Absolutely.
I think it should be an effort with the parents, full transparency, and
Absolutely.
Say, do you want your kids in to participate and not make it so hard for them to not be a part of it? And then make the students an issue, and they almost embarrass them or
they
select
do.
Them out
they
if
do.
They're not in there.
They like march them out to a different room.
It's not
room.
Good.
It's not okay. It's another way to embarrass our kids.
Right.
You know, and it's not okay. And we, you know, I would say that the transparency has got to, we have to stand up for that.
Yes.
You know, I preach to my kids all the time, please let me know what you're being taught, because we can't watch them. We trust our educators to teach our kids.
Yes.
And when we trust that, and when you feel like it's violated, you're going to stand up and say something.
Well, and the silver lining of COVID is more parents have been exposed to what their
Absolutely.
Kids are getting.
It's been
not
a blessing
getting.
To a lot of
yes.
people. And I'll be honest with you, it's been a blessing to a lot of people, including our home, to watch our kids actually be happier at home.
Yes.
But as somebody who's running for school board, it broke my heart because I'm thinking, I used to love being at school.
Right.
I enjoyed, now we all had our issues, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I enjoyed it.
Yes.
I enjoyed school. It was something I looked forward to going to because my friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have kids that are looking forward to that right now. And we have a really big issue and we have questions that we need to ask as to why.
Well, I'm feeling hope-filled about our school board here, and I'm so thankful you said yes to the call. I know it's not been easy. We need to keep her in our prayers. We need to give her our time, treasure, and talent. What is your way to connect with you again, your website?
It is Kari, K-A-R-I, for schoolboard.com.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent. Well, we certainly appreciate that. And give us your last 30 seconds of why we should vote for you.
You know, I am passionate about kids. We need to get our kids into school 5 days a week. We need them connected. We need our SROs back in school, which is our school resource officers, to protect our kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's about safety, it's about mentorship, and it's about connectedness. We need to look at that program, and we might need to tweak it, but we need them in our schools. We need safety for our kids. And then we need to bring back pride to our schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a whole generation of kids who aren't excited to go to school because they're not connected, because they're being tested and retested. They're not being taught, they're not learning, because they're bringing the information down to a level that isn't testing our kids intellectually. They're just testing them on paper. That's not okay. It's not okay, and we all need to ask why.
Well, I'm so glad that you took the time out of your busy campaign schedule to be here. And friends, we need to make our schools great again, and we can do that by electing the right kind of people that line up with our values on the school board. I encourage you and challenge you today to line up up your time, treasure, and talent to make sure Carrie and others like her get elected to the school board. Thank you, Carrie. I hope you have a fantastic day. And this will be up too, friends. This is another way you can help. This will be up on our podcast this afternoon. You can grab the link, share it on your Facebook page, your social media. Let other people know in your community right here in the Salem-Keizer area about Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you so much.
God bless you, my friend.
Absolutely.
My new friend. You have a wonderful day.
You
Keep
too.
Us updated on what's happening, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you, friends, and God bless the USA.
There ain't no doubt.